time to think about it. It certainly smelled like a lot of people. The air around them reeked of incense and grain and spices and beer, but mainly the sort of smell that was caused by a high water table, thousands of people, and a robust approach to drainage. She mentally shook herself. The day was hard on their heels. She looked for an area where the torches were dim and widely spaced, reasoning that this would mean a poor district, and poor people did not object to witches, and gently pointed the broom handle downwards. She managed to get within 5 feet of the ground before dawn arrived for the second time. The gates were indeed big and black, and looked as if they were made out of solid darkness. Esk and Granny stood among the crowds that thronged the square outside the university and stared up at them. Finally, Esk said, "I can't see how people get in."
"Magic, I expect," said Granny sourly. "That's wizards for you. Anyone else would have bought a door knocker."
She waved her broomstick in the direction of the tall doors.
"You've got to say some hocus-pocus word to get in, I shouldn't wonder," she added.
They had been in Ankh Morpork for 3 days, and Granny was beginning to enjoy herself, much to her surprise. She had found them lodgings in the Shades, an ancient part of the city whose inhabitants were largely nocturnal and never inquired about one another's business, because curiosity not only killed the cat, but threw it in the river with weights tied to its feet. The lodgings were on the top floor, next to the well-guarded premises of a respectable dealer in stolen property, because, as Granny had heard, good fences make good neighbours. The Shades, in brief, were an abode of discredited gods and unlicensed thieves, ladies of the night and peddlers in exotic goods, alchemists of the mind and strolling mummers, in short, all the grease on civilization's axle. And yet, despite the fact that these people tend to appreciate the soft magics, there was a remarkable shortage of witches. Within hours, the news of Granny's arrival had seeped through the quarter, and a stream of people crept, sidled, or strutted towards her door, seeking potions and charms and news of the future and various personal and specialised services that witches traditionally provide for those whose lives are a little clouded or full of stormy weather. She was at first annoyed, and then embarrassed, and then flattered. Her clients had money, which was useful, but they also paid in respect, and that was rock-hard currency. In short, Granny was even wondering about the possibility of requiring slightly larger premises, with a bit of a garden, and sending for her goats. The smell might be a problem, but the goats would just have to put up with it. They had visited the sites of Ankh Morpork, its crowded docks, its many bridges, its souks, its kasbahs, its streets lined with nothing but temples. Granny had counted the temples with a thoughtful look in her eyes. Gods are always demanding that their followers acted other than according to their true natures, and the human fallout this caused made plenty of work for witches. The terrors of civilization had so far failed to materialize, although a cut purse had tried to make off with Granny's handbag. To the amazement of passers-by, Granny called him back, and back he came, fighting his feet, which had totally ceased to obey him. No one quite saw what happened to her eyes when she stared into his face, or heard the words she whispered into his cowering ear, but he gave back all her money, plus quite a lot of money belonging to other people, and before she let him go, had promised to have a shave, stand up straight, and be a better person for the rest of his life. By nightfall, Granny's description was circulated to all the chapter houses of the Guild of Thieves, cut purses, housebreakers, and allied trades, with instructions to avoid her at all costs. Thieves, being largely creatures of the night themselves, know when trouble stares them in the face. The Guild of Thieves, cut purses, housebreakers, and allied trades. A very respectable body which in fact represented the major law enforcement agency in the city. The reason for this is as follows. The Guild was given an annual quota which represented a socially acceptable level of thefts, muggings, and assassinations.